This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
About to go to the cross, and he knows it. He knows he's about to die. And I want you to listen to what he says. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Oh my goodness. Oh, I want you to get this. Jesus Christ is kneeling down and praying, Father, if it be possible, remove this cup. I don't know about you. How many of us have prayed that prayer? Something that we got to go through, and we're saying, Father, remove this cup. It's too much to bear. But oh my God, Jesus comes to the conclusion, not my will, but your will be done. What things must you die to do the Father's will? You are trying to do so much to please this flesh. And let me tell you, the flesh profiteth you nothing. That's what the scripture said. You better get this and get it good. Only thing that will last is that you're doing the Father's will. I'm telling you, when the covers are peeled back, when everything is all said and done, what have you done with Jesus? That will be your question. Wow. Jesus Christ, our example. Let's look at verse 22 here. It says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Wow, that seems to me like boasting. They are saying, hey, look what I did. I've done all of this, and now you're not going to let me in. You see, they use that phrase again there. Lord, Lord. See, it says many. See, a lot of people thinking they're going into the kingdom of heaven, but they are not. It is clear here. It's just like we talked about a few weeks ago. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. It says, enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many be which go in thereat. See, many. Many are thinking they're going because they're working. A lot of these different religions, all about works. But let me tell you, works won't do. Here's what it says. I want you to get this verse. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. And it reads this way, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You won't be boasting in heaven, I can tell you that. Because what Titus said in Titus chapter 3, verse 5, it says, not by works of righteousness which ye have done, you see, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Not by works of righteousness which we have done. The Bible tells us all of your right.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.